This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Health Ministry records more than 8,200 corona infection cases and 196 deaths in past 24 hours. Nepal Rashtra Bank directs banks and financial institutions not to collect fine and extra charge from customers during lockdown. Task force formed to settle CPN UML's intra-party disputes urges party leaders and cadres not to make statements against party unity. And Cyclone Tauktae kills at least 23 people in India, more than 90 people missing. Now the news in detail. The Health and Population Ministry has reported 8,203 corona infection cases in the past 24 hours. With this, Nepal's total corona infection cases have crossed 472,000. The ministry has also reported 196 corona-related deaths in the same period. The ministry has said the number of deaths also included the data shared by the Nepali Army's body disposal units. Similarly, the number of active cases has crossed 114,000 in Nepal. In the last 24 hours, nearly 6,900 people have recovered from the infection. Nepal Rashtra Bank has directed banks and financial institutions not to collect fine and extra charges from customers during lockdown period, making the third tri-monthly review of the monetary policy public today. Nepal Rashtra Bank said banks and financial institutions had been barred to take penalty and issuing auction notices during lockdown and even during a month from the date of lifting of the lockdown. The central bank has also asked the financial institutions to cut installments and interest rate of the customers during lockdown. The first meeting of the task force formed to settle the CPN UML's intra-party disputes concluded with the decision of preparing working procedure, jurisdiction and code of conduct. The meeting that took place at Singhadhara today concluded with the decisions and will meet again tomorrow. The meeting has also urged all the party leaders and cadres not to give any statement against party unity. A spokesperson of the CPN UML and task force member Pradeep Kumar Gamwali has informed that the meeting appealed to all leaders and cadres to keep intact the party unity. He also informed that the party has decided to vote leader Ram Bahadur Thapa, who is the party candidate for the by-election to be held on Thursday. The Supreme Court has refused to issue an interim order in response to the writ petitions filed challenging Prime Minister Kipi Sharma Oli's oath. A single bench of Chief Justice Cholendra Samchur Jangabadur Rana during preliminary hearing refused to issue an interim order. The bench has ordered the concerned sides to submit written responses within 15 days through the Office of the Attorney General. Two people have died in a jeep accident occurred at Dulu Municipality 3 of Dailik District. The District Police Office Dailik said the jeep met with an accident this morning along the Karnali Highway due to brake failure. Police said the ill-fated vehicle fell 500 meters from the highway. The deceased have been identified as Ramhari Neupane of Gutichor Municipality 4 and Lakshmi Neupane of Gutichor Municipality 2 of Jumla District. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for short break.
बजारमा नयाँ के छैन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो साह्रै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिराख्या
हो र दाई
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त
*1415 मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ अन टु मोर न्यूज Ambassador of the Federal Republic of Germany to Nepal, Ronald Safer, has said Germany and the European Union will support Nepal in its fight against the COVID-19 pandemic. addressing a webinar organized in partnership with the Embassy of Federal Republic of Germany and Goethe Jain from Kathmandu, the German ambassador voiced the concern regarding the second wave of the COVID-19 in Nepal. Moreover, the ambassador praised that Nepal is on the right track in providing academic training in the engineering sector. An arrangement has been made for the voters to cast their vote in the by-election of National Assembly member to be held in Bagmati province on Thursday. Election Commission spokesperson Rajkumar Shrestha informed that voters can vote in the by-elections, showing voter identity cards used earlier in different elections, citizenship card or national ID card. The Nepali Congress has called the meeting of its Parliamentary Party Work Execution Committee for tomorrow to discuss the contemporary political issues. Nepali Congress Whip Puspa Bhusal said the meeting had been called at 2:30 p.m. tomorrow at the Federal Parliament Building to hold a discussion on various issues regarding prevention and control of COVID-19 pandemic, Parliament budget and contemporary political matters. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now on to some international updates. Cyclone Tauktae has killed 23 people in several states of India so far. A report of Indian Express states that the deadly cyclone killed 12 people in Maharashtra, 8 in Karnataka and 3 in Gujarat. Meantime, more than 90 people are missing after barge off the coast of India's Mumbai city sank amid the severe cyclone. The Indian Navy said it had rescued 177 of the 270 people aboard and efforts to find survivors were ongoing. Three other commercial barges carrying about 700 people are stranded at sea in the wake of the cyclone Tauktae. India has recorded over 263,000 daily cases in the last 24 hours. There has been a decrease of 27% from the highest peak of single-day cases India noticed on the 7th of May. Indian Health Ministry has reported more than 4,300 corona-related deaths in the same period, describing state and district officials as field commanders in the fight against COVID-19. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said localized containment zones, aggressive testing and sharing correct and complete information with people are weapons to defeat the pandemic. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Karnali province and Sudur Paschim province and at the hilly regions of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Health Ministry records more than 8,200 corona infection cases and 196 corona-related deaths in past 24 hours. Nepal Rashtra Bank directs banks and financial institutions not to collect fine and extra charge from customers during lockdown. Task force formed to settle CPN UML's intra-party disputes urges party leaders and cadres not to make statements against party unity. And cyclone Tauktae kills at least 23 people in India, more than 90 people still missing. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.